Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtes Ksubas Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. In the previous Perik, Mishnah Vav to be exact, we learned the Machlekes Tanayim, where the woman Tainas, that maybe I'm not a Psula, but it happened only after you were Makadish me. When you were Makadish me, I was a Psula. Afterwards, she says someone forced her. Rabbi Shua says she's not believed. I lechari we should believe her. Because if she wanted to lie, she would have a much simpler lie, a better lie. She could have said, oh, you know why? I don't have the simanim of a psula because I was hit with a piece of wood. That could happen. Like we discussed earlier. But still, Rabbi Yeshua does not accept that argument. That kind of an argument is called a migui. We believe someone when he says one thing because if he wanted to lie, he would have had a much better lie. Now, why is saying she was hit with a piece of wood a better lie, so to speak? And the answer is, when she says, look, you owe me my ksuba. He says, no, what do you mean? I was fooled. I was told you're a psula. You're not a psula. No, that only happened after you were mekadesh me. Someone forced me. She now becomes puzzled to marry a kain. She was a married woman. He was mekadesh her. And someone forced her, according to her story. But by saying she was hit with a piece of wood, that's a better teretz, a better excuse. She doesn't pay a price for that. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. So does Rabbi Yeshua never accept the argument that we believe a person because if they wanted to lie, they had a better lie? Says the Mishnah, no. Umayde Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua would be maida. But Oymel Chaver, in a case where a person says to his friend, Sadezu, this field, which I have a chazaka over, Shalavicha, I said, belong to your father, but you should know, I purchased it from him. Shunem, and he's believed. What do you mean? The field was owned by my father, so I ash in the field. Can I have my field back? No, but I bought it from him. Who says you bought it from him? You have proof? He doesn't have proof. However, he's going to say, look, if I was not an honest person, I would have never told you that it belongs to your father. You didn't know that. You didn't know the field belonged to your father. So, shapesha asu hapesha hiter. The math that answers is the math that's matterit. My math that let you know. We're calling it an isser, that there's an isser, meaning to say that the field is not mine, or at one point it wasn't mine. Hu apesha hiter, that same math has to be believed when I say, listen, I legitimately purchased it from your father. In a way, he answers the field to himself by saying it belonged to his father, but he's matterit with the taina, I purchased it from him. So basically, he's saying, look, if I was a liar, I would have never told anybody that the field belonged to your father. For sure, not you. So you see, I'm not lying. And Rabbi Yeshua would agree with that. However, b'im yesh edim shehi shel aviv. Let's say there are witnesses that the field belonged to the father. For who? And this machzik, the one who has possession of the field, Omer says, but lekachti imenu, I purchased it from him. And in him, he's not believed. Wait a second, now you can't say, well, if I don't want to say the truth, you would have never known. What do you mean? We have Eidim that belong to the father. This is not Pesha Aser or Pesha Hitter. He's not the Pesha Aser. There are Eidim. He's going to have to bring a raya that he purchased the field. The person can't just say Karka is his, even if he's on the Karka, without a raya. Wait, is that always true? Did we forget what we learned in Perik Cheskas Habatim that there's something called a Chazaka? Which means if I have possession of a field for 3 years, and nobody protested, even though I don't have the proof, I don't have a shtar, I don't have Eidim, but I can still say, well, obviously it was mine, why did anyone say anything till now? So this person over here, this machzik, was he on the field for 3 years or not? The Gemara says in this case, where we're saying that there are Eidim that say belong to the father, and we're saying he's not believed, it's talking about where he was there for 3 years. But he was there for 2 years when the father was alive. Okay, 2 years is not enough. The father had 3 years to protest. And he was there 1 year after the father passed away, but the son was alive. But that doesn't count. The year in front of the son doesn't count for the 3 years of chazaka. Now, had the son been a gadol, had he been 13 years old, 13 in a day, so 3 years would count, because you had 2 years of the father, and you had a year that the son was old enough to understand what's going on over here, And he should have said, no, something is wrong. You can't be on this field. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where during this third year that he was on the field, the son was still a katan. So we have Edom over here that it belonged to the father at one point. He tainis, I bought it. And I'm on the field for 3 years. He's still not believed. Because you weren't here for 3 years with someone who can protest. Your taina that nobody was meichin 3 years is not a good taina. The father was only here for 2 years. Yeah, but 1 year in front of the son. But the son was a katan. He had no das to understand what was happening. Okay, so even though Rabbi Yeshua does not appear to accept the migui on behalf of the woman who says, look, when you married me, I was a psula. When you were makadish me, I was a psula, but someone forced her afterwards. L'chayr, if she wanted to lie, she had a better lie. She could have said she was struck by a piece of wood. That's how she lost her psulim, and this way she would not become musa to a kayan. Still, in this case, Rabbi Yeshua does not accept the argument and says, no, we don't believe her. We're going to assume, definitely assume the possibility that she was not a psula even when he married her. And he can't be forced to give her the ksub? That doesn't mean Rabbi Yeshua never holds a migui. When it comes to Isser v'heter, maybe Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of migui. But when it's an issue of money, like for example, someone says to another, you should know, the field I'm in, it used to belong to your father. Huh? But it's mine then. No, but I bought it from him. Prove it. Doesn't have to prove it. I'm the one that told you that it belongs to your father. If not for me, you wouldn't have known. If I wanted to lie, I wouldn't have told you it belongs to your father. So if I'm telling you it belongs to your father, and I'm telling you I bought it, you have to believe me, a pesha asi, a pesha hiter. But if taka, there are edim that belong to the father, so he can't say, well, if I wanted to lie, I could have lied. No, you couldn't have lied. There are edim that belong to the father. So if you claim you bought it, you're going to have to prove that you bought it. Or show that you were there for 3 years, and nobody was meicha. And we're talking about a case where he was there for 2 years when the father was alive, and 1 year under the son, but the son was not a gadol yet. And therefore, the 1 year of the son doesn't count. So he was only there for 2 years. That's not enough to say chazakah. And he has no proof that he bought it. And he can't say, well, I'm the one that told you it belongs to your father, because there are edim that belong to the father. And that's why he's going to have to give up the field.